The Photo of Emily by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, narrated by Bill Wallach. She wore a cloche hat. She was Aunt Emily. She spoke French. She had a job as a French governess. She stood on the bridge in Bronxville, over the Bronx River, the little river with its little woods and the little bridge, and the swimming hole in the woods where we played Robin Hood. I thought I was Robin Hood, or one of his deerskin men. I wanted a deerskin suit more than anything. I remember that clearly when I was 8. I stayed awake at night, thinking how to make it, how to get it. I would have robbed a rich traveler. That's how rebels are born. She stood on the bridge in her hat. I came to her from the woods where I had been playing by the little brown river with its dirty crayfish. I came up to her in her long lace dress and black pumps. She had elegant feet, long feet, and aristocrats, she would say. She was a bit mad and compulsive. Even then, I knew it. She was Catholic in a mad way, as if she had some special connection with the Pope. She thought of herself as a writer, as having something special to say in French. I thought of her as my French mother. She was my mother's French sister, the sister who'd been born in France, the family so mixed up between Portugal and France and the Virgin Islands, which was the route my mother's family took to the United States and Coney Island, where the French kept boarding houses. And my mother met my father when he came from Lombardy, speaking only Lombard, and ended up the first night in the boarding house at Coney. My French mother, Emily, stands on the bridge in the old photo, the only photo I have of her. A dark bridge, and her face in shadow, or perhaps her face was light once, and the photo darkened. There is a pearly strangeness in the dark light. It is all I have of her. She must have had a box camera that day. I was wearing short pants on the little stone bridge. And who took the picture of the two of us together, arms around each other? So silent, the old picture, if it could only speak. It is her day off in the 1920s. I am 9. Wear now that elegant cloche hat, that woman lost in time. A shadowy strangeness is all. She had fine skin, gossamer hair, cut like Garbo or Louise Brooks, but not so very beautiful. She had a wren on her breast. Might I not find that hat and hat woman still, a seamstress in the back of some small thrift shop? Come back. Come back. At least the photo, might I not at least find the photo again in some lost album with black cardboard pages? There's the photo held on the stiff page by little paper triangles pasted in. The photo of Emily, mad and elegant, thinking herself a great writer with something to say to the world, in her shadow hat, having her picture taken with the child she always wanted. She had lovers, but no child. She stood by the bedside and took me. Life went on with us. The photo darkened. She was too distracted, too gypsy-like, too self-willed, too obsessed, too passionately articulate, burning too bright, too much a lunatic of loving to keep that child who ran off finally into the dark park of those days by the Bronx River, and sees her now nowhere else in memory except by that dark bridge, and saw her never again, and never saw her again, except in the back of old boutiques, peered into now again with haunting glance in the Rue de Seine.